Prince Mashele, in March, he shook people at the BizNews conference in Hermanus by saying that whites have had their turn at running the country, blacks have had their turn at running the country, it's now time to look for something different, maybe together. He is in the process of putting a movement together. He's going to do an update. Both his keynote address and his Q&A from the Hermanus conference have been seen by more than 200,000 people, each of them. I say to you here, you really are the privileged few, because for everybody, every one seat, there are 2,000 people who are going to watch that address through the recording on YouTube. It's quite extraordinary. Prince wrote speeches for Thabo Mbeki and then spent two decades since, saying the things that politicians wish he wouldn't. He's a political scientist by training. His first degree was from Venda and then a master's from Rhodes. He's been a political analyst at Nedbank Capital, a lecturer at the University of Pretoria, and is now the executive director of the Center for Politics and Research. Along the way, he's written a number of books, two of them on the ANC's decline, the fall of the ANC, and the fall of the ANC continues. So Prince has been ahead of the game pretty much all the time. He also doesn't do diplomatic. This morning, he's not about to start. Let's welcome Prince Mashele.
This BizNews production is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, a multi-award-winning, truly independent boutique wealth manager. Invest better with Brenthurst.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. There's a gentleman over there who gave me a piece of advice as I was panicking to come on stage. And I could see that I was panicking. And he says, let me give you advice. Just keep your head down. So if I don't look at you, don't blame me. Blame that gentleman over there. I've taken your advice. Thanks, Alec, for inviting me. I don't know why, but I'm here. Alec asked me to talk about the GNU after the elections. I'm going to do three things. One, I'm going to talk very briefly about the results. If you say after the elections, what does the picture look like? Secondly, I'm going to talk about the dynamics within the GNU, the complexities that will arise after the elections. And the third, I'm going to talk about South Africa's future. And I'm going to sit down. Let's start with the results. The bigger picture. The first thing about the bigger picture is that the ANC will decline across the board. I've not seen any poll that suggests that the ANC after the elections would have gained. So it will decline. It's a foregone conclusion. That decline is not a momentary decline. It is actually what we predicted in the book, The Fall of the ANC, which we wrote in 2012, and it came out in 2014, that the ANC at the time is in the process of dying. So those of you who love the ANC, bid it goodbye. There will be no ANC in the South African government after the 2034 elections. There will be no ANC. The ANC will not be part of the South African government in 2034. Those of you as old as I am, I think you'll still be alive. And if this news is still going, call me and ask me, what did you say that year? So the ANC will decline. Two, the DA will gain relatively marginally. And the polls that were quoted last night tell us the DA at the national level will sit around 20, the upper 20s, 27%. The biggest gain of the DA will be in Johannesburg. In fact, Johannesburg is actually the biggest deal in these elections. For understandable reasons, Johannesburg is our industrial economic capital. So if Johannesburg falls apart, the whole of the South African economy literally falls apart. And all of us will be trying to stampede into the Western Cape. And down there, there is no space. You can't fit all of us. So the DA will gain marginally at the national level. But after the elections, there will be a DA mayor in Johannesburg. I can say this without any shadow of doubt. Not because I have endorsed Helen, and I did endorse Helen, and I continue to, by the way. But Helen will be the mayor of Johannesburg after the elections. Under whatever circumstances, the scenario I see, it's actually the DA partnering with Action SA. If the DA gets what the polls are telling us, which is in the lower 40s, 42, 44, Action SA is about 10%. The two of them can easily constitute the government of Johannesburg. I see that happening. It will be very risky for Action SA not to do it, because the message from the electorate would have been loud and clear. You can't resuscitate a carcass from the grave. So that will be the biggest win for the DA in Johannesburg. But the DA will also be a majority party in places like EPAI, PE. Possibly they are mayor there in a very complicated coalition. It's not going to be as easy as Johannesburg down there. In Tswane, possibly they are mayor there, but also that coalition is going to be very complicated, not as easy as Johannesburg. Etekwini, I'm not sure if Duduzane is still here. Good news for him. Whether you like Umkhonto weSizwe or you don't, they will have their mayor in Etekwini. They are a tsunami in this part of the country, whether you like it or you don't like it. The EFF, I don't see them running, being part of any government. They will decline. And I don't see them as part of the mix. So the bigger picture is the ANC is going down. The DA is going up, but it's struggling and it will not touch 30%. So what happens after in the JNU? So I'm done with number one. Number two, what happens in the JNU, the real question, after the election? The JNU is going to be more complicated after the elections. Why? Number one, the ANC will be weaker. You would think that would be good news for the DA. The DA is going to have the most difficult time after the elections in the JNU. Why? The ANC will decline to the extent that factional knives will be so sharp after the elections against Ramaphosa. They will be very sharp. Whoever wants to succeed him will use the election results against him. And the election results will be very bad for the ANC. But we know those who want to succeed, Ramaphosa. The guy who is ahead now is someone who addressed the business conference 2 years ago, Paul Mashatile. He is going to beat the anti-GNU drum in ways that you never imagined. And that's going to be very complicated for the DA. I don't know how the DA is going to handle that. Hopefully they have good strategists to deal with that. So Ramaphosa will be dodging bullets every day after the elections in the JNU. He's not going to be a confident president. In any case, he was never a confident president. He's going to be weaker after the JNU. And the whole point from that moment on would be, how do we process him out of government? That will be the main thing. It will not be about governing South Africa. It will be about, how do we process this liability outside the state? And by the way, the liability wants out. It's been wanting out for years now. And you guys actually, you know what you did to say, don't go. Because South Africa is at a point now where if you remove Ramaphosa, like, so what? Nobody knows what the country will look like. So it's going to be a shaky, government of national unity. All this stuff about reforms, this is going to be put on hold. It's going to be put on hold. No big deal about reforms, and this is going to be put on hold. The DA will hang by the by whisker to be in there. So it's going to be very bumpy. Let me now talk about the future, and obviously the future involves the DA and Umkhonto weSizwe and the ANC and so on. This is my third point. This is Helen drew that triangle and talked about the future of South Africa. And I watched it. And in my assessment, I said, I don't know what she has smoked. She sees things that don't exist. And I can assure you, that triangle was a waste of ink. This is the future of South Africa. The ANC out. And in the next 10 years, that is two elections from now, 2029, 2034, the ANC will be completely out. It will be the Zambia. Remember, in Zambia, they had Kenneth Kaunda with a very dominant party and was the father of the nation. If you go to Zambia, you can't find an office for that party. Gone. That's the fate of the ANC. So that's number one. The question is, who takes over from the ANC to be in charge of South Africa? That's the biggest question. And I listened to the mayor of Cape Town last night, and he seems to have smoked the same stuff that Helen smoked. South Africa over the past 70 odd years has been run by two political parties. 70 odd years. One, the National Party, and it handed over to the ANC for 30 years. This country is a very complicated country. The only way you can hold it together is if you have some dominant force at the center of it. If you do not have a dominant force at the center of it, this thing easily can fall apart. We take it for granted. Easily can fall apart. There are groups of South Africans who actually want it to fall apart. Some of them are in the Western Cape. They have been pushing a thing called the Cape Independence. Let us not fool each other. Cape Independence. What is that about? The Cape Independence. Some of them are here in KwaZulu-Natal. There's a guy called Phakela Mthakathi, who is very popular in this part of the country. He says he wants KwaZulu to have its own constitution. He's mobilizing as we speak. And the constitution must be decided by what he calls uZulu, the Zulus. I don't know if that will succeed, and I actually doubt it will succeed. But if you do not have a center that is strong, that holds, this thing can fall apart very easily. Now, who is going to hold it apart? The DA has missed the boat. They have been trying for years, but they are not genuine about uniting South Africans. They are not. They think you can have a minority manipulating and dominating the majority. That kind of politics will not work. There was a time when it worked. There was a dictatorship. In a democracy, which is more complex than the dictatorships of the past, that kind of politics will not work. That you are going to pick a few blacks here and give them a few positions in the DA, and you pull the strings, and you think that all of them, the majority, don't see. They can see it. That's why the DA is not growing. So, the only future for South Africa is this. And people must get this. If you don't get this, you will get it. Reality will remind you at some point. Is to have whites, blacks, Indians, coloreds doing politics and doing stuff together. Genuinely, no one manipulates anyone. And it has to be the best of all these groups. And let me tell you, no one has experimented with this in South Africa. The different groups have been trying to manipulate the rest. Umkhonto weSizwe is a tribal family party belonging to the Zuma family. You can see it's a tribal thing, family thing, and it's chaos. And the moment Zuma drops dead, Zuma the senior, the Zuma the junior, it's not going to actually... This chap, he thinks that he's a big thing, and I saw him last night here. It's not going to happen. That thing is going to... It's falling apart while Zuma is still alive. And the Zulus, we talk about them because this is their part of the camp, have been a very loyal group. They have been controlled by three individuals in the past 50 years. Zwelithini, who's dead, Mangosuthu Buthelezi, who's dead. The only guy left who controls the Zulus is Zuma. Very powerful figure in the psychology of the Zulus. And when he dies, and he will die, just like I will die, that will be the end of a single figure controlling KwaZulu-Natal. This province is going to fall apart in terms of national unity. And it will open up political possibilities. Duduzani can go join the Guptas in Dubai and smoke cigars. So, as I say, I'm left with 5 minutes. I am part of a group that is trying to construct a future for South Africa. And I'm not apologizing for it because I have children. Don't want my kids one day to be chased away from some country. They're refugees. And some mob organizes itself and say march and march against my children in some foreign country. I want my kids to grow up here in a successful country, get the best education, and I want them to live side by side with your children, white children. And I want your children never to leave South Africa. I want your children to live right here and have a successful life. And by the way, if I succeed with my colleagues, this country is going to be a Singapore of the world. We are a very rich country. I don't need to remind you that. We are a very beautiful country. Just walk outside this hall and look at the mountain. This is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. The only thing that people have been timid about is to do what we are trying to do. Assemble the best of whites, the best of blacks, the best of Indians, the best of colors. Make them a winning team like the Springboks. Let them lead this country properly, soberly, not the clowning that we are witnessing. This is serious business. It's not clowning. It's about the lives of our children and our grandchildren. You can't come here and clown. It's not a joke. You see, since Zuma was president, people think that any nincompoop can just lead a country. You can't destroy the future of our country and of our children. So we are putting together a team. Where are we? I'm left with 2 minutes. I am amazed and I'm pleased to announce to you the volunteers who have raised their hands. The best. This country has some of the best skills in the world. Who have said, I am in. I want to protect the future of my country and my children. White, Afrikaner, colored, from across the country. That team is there. It will be announced no later than March next year. We're waiting for the local government elections to come and go. We will show you what the real South Africa looks like. The best of us. They are there. They are there. In fact, we now struggling. We say, hey, these people are so many because we want to announce a smaller team in order to leave room for more to join. We say, hey, who do we leave out of this team? That is the future for South Africa. And for me, that is the responsible future for South Africa where no one manipulates anyone. I don't want to be manipulated by anybody. And I'm sure you can see my strong personality. I cannot be manipulated by anybody. Whether white, black, what, you cannot manipulate me. I'm self-made, by the way. And I don't want to find myself surrounded or working with people I can manipulate. Here is the principle. If the leader of this project is black, the deputy will be white. We don't apologize. We want to inspire our people. White people are an important component of the population of this country. They have built it, just like black people have built this country. So you must not make anyone feel like they're a stepchild of this country. So we want to affirm and inspire all our people to make this country the best country in the world. So the principle, number one, we're not shy, unlike the DA, to talk race. We will talk race. South Africa is a country of blacks, it's a country of whites, it's a country of colors, it's a country of Indians. When we constitute the leadership of our project, if you are in the Free State and we say we have appointed you, you are the leader, show us the list of your colleagues and there is no Afrikaner there, we will reject that list. Because Afrikaners are feeding the people of the Free State, they are farmers. They need to have a say in the affairs of their province. So that is the project, ladies and gentlemen. I'm left with half a minute. Here is what has disappointed me. And I'm learning a lot in the process. The people with money, you who are in this hall, you actually are not fully committed to a project of building South Africa the way I've articulated it. I've seen it. You know, some of you have met you. You know who you are. You are worried about protecting little interests. You're not worried about making this country to work. So I want to challenge you. Think very seriously about the country, not about a little part and a little corner of it. Thank you very much.
This BizNews production is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. The wealthy aren't leaving South Africa, but their trusts are moving offshore. Invest better with Brenthurst. Start your day a step ahead. BizNews Insider. It delivers the business stories that matter every morning straight to your inbox. Sharp, fast, and free. Subscribe now.